Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. India's $30 billion Russian takeaway. There's a Russian proverb, don't buy the house, buy the neighbourhood. Moscow put this to good use during the Cold War, buying large tracts of political real estate around the world, using violence and trade deals as currency and pretending it was ideology. Of course they had to stiff the West in Eastern Europe after World War II, because the East European masses had to be liberated from the yoke of capitalism. Nothing to do with the traditional Russian geopolitical strategy of creating a buffer zone around its core, especially having been invaded three times in 150 years, but it's easier to dress it up as ideology. Anyway, 20 years after the war ended, Moscow's housing stock has dwindled, but the legacy of its portfolio still reaps benefits. An example comes this week with the official announcement that India will buy up to 300 Russian fifth-generation stealth fighter jets in a deal worth $30 billion. That's the biggest in India's military history. This is more about India than it is about Russia. During the Cold War, India bought its military kit off the shelf from Russia. About 75% of equipment still comes from that source, although India has a growing domestic defence industry. The Americans have long sought to peel Delhi away from Moscow, but this deal shows it has limited effect. Next month, President Obama will show up in Delhi hawking a much smaller military transport deal. A rough analogy is that India is buying a fleet of Ferraris from Russia and a fleet of Ford Transit vans from the USA. The Russian contract shows us the scale of India's intentions and capabilities, notwithstanding the serious blow to its reputation as a modern nation dealt by the fiasco that is the Commonwealth Games. At the moment, they have enough MiG-21 Soviet-era fighter jets to make it look as if they've got a formidable air force. But the MiG has no place in the future wars. Arguably, it's got no place in the present, given that its nickname is the Flying Coffin, due to a dismal safety record. The Pakistanis will be nervous about the Russian deal, but India is spending big bucks, not so much with Pakistan in mind, as China. Delhi is building a range of military bases along its northern border to prevent incursions, and the jet fighter deal will give it a deterrent threat, capable of making the Chinese think twice about aggressive moves. In the West, we tend to see big power politics through a prism coloured largely by the superpower, America, and we risk overlooking the range, the depth, the reach, and the aspirations of the regional superpowers. Such as the world changed, the big players are playing, and India is among them. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.